Always remember, this awareness-based meditation is to develop awareness within. The awareness nature within is without thought. So to develop this awareness within, we need to have sati. We need to be completely silent. So to be completely silent and without thought is not easy. The Buddha already explained, without the spiritual faculty developed, it is impossible for you to have the ability to be in the state of awareness, which is the silent mind, to develop the meditation. So in order to train, we need to develop some form of understanding. The understanding is, without the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance are there. Your mind will create sankhara activity. This mental hindrance hinders you from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness for you to realize your true mind, your silent mind. Your true mind is actually your awareness nature, the unconditioned. It's just aware. That's it, finish. And that one, it cannot come out and live life. That's why it's not like the mundane mind. Whereas the mundane mind is the byproduct of the true mind. From the awareness nature, it creates mundane thinking. It creates mundane aggregates. That's why to develop the awareness-based meditation is for us to stabilize this awareness nature, to allow us to see all this so that we understand that each and every one of us has two minds. One is the true mind before the arising of thought, before the arising of the aggregate of mind, before the stirring, before the reaction, before the memory. So the fastest way to develop it is to just apply the four support for awareness-based meditation. That's why the first thing you must develop is relaxation, ability to relax completely, both body and mind. Relax means don't do anything, let things be and silent. Whatever arise, let it arise. Because you have not stabilized your mental faculty, spiritual faculty, unless you have developed and trained them, you are not able to have the spiritual faculty to support your meditation. So most people will have sankhara activity, but don't worry. If you don't resist, don't fight, don't try to do anything, don't create any more thinking, then all this sankhara activity will slow down until it completely still. So when you relax and maintain awareness, you don't think. When you don't think, whatever arises, you let it arise. Because you don't feed the thinking with any more thought energy. You don't try to like do something. There is no meditator, which is the thought, that try to meditate through verbalization, through dialogue. So when you start to verbalize chatter and dialogue inside, that's how sankhara come to be. Your mundane mind, your thinking mind become active. That's why you cannot meditate. Even when you know, who know? The thought know. When you try to do something, who do? The thought do. So no point. There is not awareness-based meditation. There is thought-based meditation. So what you should do is relax completely, body and mind, and let whatever arise settle down on its own naturally. You just a silent, choiceless awareness. You, without choice, without trying to do anything, you just maintain awareness. Just be aware. Whatever arises, aware. Contact between senses and the consciousness trigger off the respective so-called consciousness or whatever. Then how your mind input the content. Just aware, finish. Aware, finish. Don't allow it to distract you. Don't allow it to create thinking in you. Don't allow it to give meaning so that you will be entangled with whatever that arises. Just like you are dead. A dead person cannot have reaction, cannot do anything. You assume you are dead. So whatever that stimulate from the senses or the mundane mind, just let it be as if you are dead. If you do that, you just aware, finish, without even verbalization. Then if you are patient enough, your mind will settle down and become very quiet. You must be patient to wait till the shift in consciousness happen. When the mundane thinking settle down, you can be aware of it. Then later on, when it completely become quiet and still, that is the moment you will experience the silence within. We call it the shift of consciousness from an agitated, reactive type of sankhara environment. It has slowed down and ceased. When it ceases, means the mind returns to its original state of stillness. The true mind is the original mind before the stirring, before the thinking, before the mundane arising. So realize that that is your true mind, that is your awareness nature. Stay there for as long as you can. Stabilize the awareness. When your awareness stabilizes, you will become more and more heedful, more and more aware, less and less sankhara. Then that silence, the awareness, can see many things, can understand many things, can give rise to wisdom, can allow you to insight into phenomena, awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. So all this is meditation. This is the real awareness-based meditation. Then for those who are familiar with your old way of training your mind using method, technique, or skillful means, or chanting or dynamic meditation, you can use it as long as it suits you. It's up to you. Even anapanasati, you can use it. The rising and the falling, you can use it. But silence your mind and develop the sati or awareness, the mindfulness. Don't go and think. Don't go and do things. Just let the mind develop the sati. Then just stabilize it. Finally, you will reach the same state. The mind become very quiet and just peaceful. It's just aware without thought. That's why it's peaceful. Then even anapanasati, initially the awareness is specific phenomenal awareness of the breathing, the in and the out breath. Then this one will transform. From the initial long breath, you become very calm, very still. Then you experience pity. Then from pity, you continue to relax and silent. It develops into sukhang. Sukhang is blissfulness of mind, a more refined state of pity. Then when it reaches sukhang, there is this blissful state, very blissful. Then you continue to relax and maintain awareness. Then the breathing becomes slower and slower and slower until the subtle breathing, until there is no more breathing, until you can hardly perceive that movement of the breath. Means the breath has actually become very subtle. Then it develops internal subtle breathing. Don't worry. When you reach that state, it's a sign of good progress. means your awareness, your sati has reached a refinement which is so still, so silent, so relaxed and aware. So this is what your true mind is. When you reach that state, you will realize pasati. Pasati is an enlightenment factor. So pasati is the silent mind, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. It is just that silent away, finish. Then you stay there. Stay there, even at the tip of the nostril or whatever, wherever the nostril is, you stay there, like no movement, stay there. Then after a while, not long, maybe 10, 20 minutes, if you do it very often, over a period of time, this awareness of that still mind will stabilize. When it stabilizes, it means the mind has entered sati, and your mind has become more aware. That stability of awareness has stabilized. So when the mind enters sati, everything you do is in sati. You are aware, very sensitive that time. Whatever slightest movement is like magnified. That every physical movement is like slow motion, like continuous awareness. Then later on, when you come out of the meditation, you can maintain that state of awareness when the mind has entered sati. Then you realize everything you become aware of is in sati. Like when you see something within the seeing consciousness, specific phenomenal awareness will arise. Means whatever you see is just the awareness of the specific phenomenon. Then whatever you hear is specific phenomena, hearing awareness. Similarly, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. You can see them. It is like everything appear in slow motion for you to see. Like there is a flow, continuous awareness flow. When you can do that, my nature will rejoice, means your mind has entered sati. You will be able to meditate very well after that. After that, you will understand what the silent mind is, what the true mind is. Then on your own, you will develop awareness of many things. Then you will understand the teaching naturally. Then whatever you hear, if it's the truth, you will understand. So this is the power of mindfulness, the beauty of sati, awareness nature within. You can really, really develop it. You will progress very fast. So initially, just maintain the faith, then be sincere, just do, persevere. It will come. If you have the faith, if you are sincere, you just do, persevere, the sati will come, the shift of consciousness will come, your mind state will transform. That's how you start. Then when that thing happens, you will progress very fast. So don't worry about what people say or method technique, forget about it. The most important thing about meditation is to develop sati, stabilize it, and realize your true mind. From your true mind, you start. Your true mind is a silent mind without thought. As I Hui Ning say, the first hallmark of real awareness-based meditation is wu nian, without thought. You have to start from the point of zero thought, just aware. Okay.